Two measures to extend federal funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program got initial votes to move forward yesterday after Congress let funding for it expire last week. The program serves more than 300,000 kids in the Carolinas. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
The program, called CHIP for short, now covers about 9 million kids across the country whose parents make too much to qualify for Medicaid, but too little to afford health insurance. In North Carolina, that means a family of four qualifies for CHIP if they earn less than $52,000 a year. 11-year-old Caleb George is covered by the program. He has autism, ADHD, and a genetic neurological condition. His mother, Leanna, says he sees a variety of doctors.
The only thing I spend on him for Medicaid or medical appointments is the gas to get him there.
Without CHIP, Leanna would have to pay for those doctor's expenses and Caleb's medicines. Those medications alone would cost about $400 a month, the same, she says, as a week of pay for her family. So the idea of losing Caleb's coverage stresses her out.
I don't even really want to think about it because I know how much everything would cost.
Still, she's hopeful Congress will extend CHIP. The 20-year-old program has had strong bipartisan support, but the deadline came and went amid all the efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, a bill that would extend funding for another 5 years passed the Senate Finance Committee Wednesday. That measure keeps federal spending on the program the same for the next 2 years, with some cuts over the following three. Senators Richard Burr and Tom Tillis say they support the measure. If Congress doesn't take action, North Carolina has enough federal money to pay for the program through March of next year, and South Carolina through at least July. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.